the Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I want to thank every one of you for your listening support all of these years and your ongoing support. We're thrilled to be announcing Dr. Pat's Green Christmas Challenge, and you're going to hear lots more about that. You know, many of you that have listened to me over the years, you've heard me talk about aging, and you've actually heard me talk about what it's like to turn 50 and start to turn the clock back. Well, I didn't just make that up. There's someone that absolutely knows a lot about what that means, and someone who has been part of the, part of the activity to help us understand about aging, what it is and what it's not. And I'm talking about Chris Crowley, who's joining me here today. And younger next year is what we're talking about. Chris, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here.
Now, listen, when you sat down and said, I'm going to be doing this book about younger next year, what was in the back of your mind?
Oh, boy. I had bumped into some guy out in Colorado, where I then lived, who said you could flatten out the curve of aging. You know, ordinarily there's a steady downturn from 50 every year, a little slower, fatter, more pain-racked, all that nasty stuff. He said you could flatten out that curve and be about the same woman or man you were at 50 till you're 80 and beyond. I thought that sounded pretty good. Anyhow, I got into it, and I found this terrific, very smart New York doctor, Harry Lodge. He's the brains of the outfit, and he knew all about that, and we got together and went to work on the book.
And so, you know, so when I've talked to my listeners about turning the clock back,
right.
This is something that you have found is not only critical to do, but is absolutely important for us to do for, you know, in order for us to stay vitalistic throughout our aging years.
Simple truth. It really is. It's such a big deal. You know, there are a couple of numbers that I like to toss around. They sound like lunatic numbers, but they're absolutely true. One, 70% of aging is voluntary, and you don't have to do it. It's not biologically mandated. Big, big deal. And the other one, 50% of all the serious illness and accidents that you have from 50 till the day you die, you can skip completely. Those are wild claims, but if you do some stuff, you can make them true for yourself. They really, really, it's well within the range of possibility.
So we're talking about younger next year and younger next year for women.
Right.
What's the difference between the two books?
Well, that's interesting. We wrote the Younger Next Year from the Younger Next Year book first, which was
yes.
Men because of my voice and whatnot. Then we thought, hey, it ought to be one of these for women. And first, we were just going to turn him to change him to her and all that kind of stuff. And then we read it; it looked stupid. We couldn't figure out why. I just plain stopped dead when I spent a lot of time with women in their 50s and 60s. And it's interesting: women and men age the same way; they resist aging the same way, but they come at it with such a different attitude that it's almost entirely different. You really have to think differently about it. They're much less scared. They're more optimistic. They're better at aging for a bunch of reasons.
You know, and I think many of the women listening to this show would give you a aha and you know,
yeah.
a yay on that
yeah,
in a lot of different ways.
Yep, it's interesting. One thing that I was struck by, I had no idea this until I started working the book, an awful lot of women in their 50s and, I guess, 60s feel a surge of independence and optimism and energy, which men don't share. It's as if, you know, they're taking care of old Fred for all these years and the kids and yada, yada, and now all of a sudden there's a free period. They think, hey, it's my turn. How about some stuff for me? And there's this big surge of energy, a very attractive phenomenon, and men don't share that.
And this is something that I will certainly attest to. It is really a certain rebirth out of
a sense.
Did you feel it? You know?
Did you feel that?
Yeah, absolutely. There's no question about it. I mean, the work that I'm doing now popped in around that time. I mean,
really?
You know, my whole life actually changed in a different way.
Surprising numbers of women have a real surge in their 50s. It's a very interesting phenomenon.
And you know, if people have asked me what that's been about. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be in Arizona this week talking a little bit about it. And from what you have sensed, what is it that you women are saying about this surge that happens? You know, and I don't know if it's 50 or it's close to 50. People I've talked to say, you know, there's a little curve.
It goes on for a while, too. It goes on into your 60s. I don't know how long it lasts, but it's a major... it's a tide. It's not a momentary wave. What they say, they feel, it depends how you want to put it, but there's a little touch of selfishness to it. You know, they've been so selfless with taking care of the kids and whatnot. All of a sudden, well, listen, what about me? One of the interesting things is a tremendous number of divorces of people over 50, over 60, and two-thirds of them are initiated by women. Very interesting phenomenon. They suddenly think, hey, that guy's leaking testosterone all over the boat. I'm going to just push him over the side. Not necessarily a great idea, but it's an indication of what's going on.
And this is really not something we're making up. This is a story that I hear from women all across the globe.
Yeah.
About a new birth, a new way of being, a new sense of feeling. But when we look at this idea of Younger Next Year and the Younger Next Year program, one would ask, okay, what is the foundation of this built upon?
Well, it's interesting. You know, the basic notion, there's some wonderful science in this book, is all of it very science-based. There's no exaggeration, no baloney, no tricks or pills. It all has to do with how your body works and a lot of the stuff in it. And this is all from Harry, not from me. He's the doc. He's the brains of the outfit. And he's a polymath and reads all kinds of weird stuff. It's about how your body works. You know, there is this amazing signaling system inside your body, and when you're young, it sends constant grow signals all the time. When you reach 35 or 45, it switches over, and the default is to slow down or decay. But you can overcome that default to decay signal by sending different signals. The master signal for growth and youth, unfortunately, is exercise, movement, doing stuff. Lord knows why, we can speculate, but the master signal for growth is activity.
And that is something that benefits us in a lot of different ways. I mean...
Yeah.
You know, we're not just talking about, okay, that's the master signal. It is really essential that many, many people, women and men alike, but mostly women, who have never gotten on an exercise machine, who have never gone to the gym, who have never had a trainer,
yep,
are now really looking towards that and are saying, I'm worth it, I deserve it, I'm doing it.
It's such a good idea. It really is. I mean, it sounds, to people who haven't done it, it sounds nutty. You know, we're telling people they ought to exercise hard 6 days a week. They go, oh, gee whiz, I'm no athlete. I don't want to do that.
Uh-huh.
That has nothing to do with being an athlete. It's a question of sending growth signals to your cells and your muscles and your bones and your wiring system. And the only real way to do it is through exercise. You do it to keep yourself alive and keep yourself young, and it works.
And, you know, when we looked at this, I mean, you know, Chris, this has had to be an incredible journey for you.
Oh, boy.
Personally, taking this message out there.
Such fun.
First of all, I took it
to myself. You know, I was a weekend athlete, and I did some stuff and whatnot. I was not an athlete, but I did stuff, you know, a couple of days a week. And I switched over to the 6 days a week. It is a huge difference. I mean, it sounds like too big a commitment, but it's not. It's a small price to pay. Remember those numbers up front. 70% of aging is voluntary, and you don't have to go there. You know, 5% of your waking time to achieve that result, come on. It's the deal of a lifetime, as they say. Big, big stuff. So it's truly worth it. It is revolutionary in how you feel. The quality of life in America, let me just go on for a second here. You know, we live forever because medicine is so darn good, but the quality of life is not so hot. We're fat, we're, you know, in pain, grumpy, all this stuff. It doesn't have to be that way. You can be about the same woman or man you were at 50 until you're 80 and beyond. No kidding.
And that is really a myth we've bought into in a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
How do you believe, Chris, how do you believe the media either feeds the notion of younger next year or is counter to that?
I don't know. I guess you'd have to say the media plus advertising, where they're selling you this all this wretched food that we all gulp down, and that's horrible for you. You know, we're all eating corn syrup with both hands in various forms. That's a crummy idea. And the media, oddly, is indifferent to this. You know, this is how people are stopping each other on the street to talk about this. It is such a huge deal. It is so important. And yet, there's little talk about it. I don't understand it. This works better than any pill you can take, any regimen. It just plain brain works, and yet people aren't screaming about it. Makes me nuts.
Well, you know, part of this is, as you said earlier, we get to this place now where we're wrapping our mind around this. And
yeah,
for a lot of people...
Taking a while.
I know. It's not a new paradigm for some people, but for most people it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, the rewiring of our old stories, as you said before, is incredibly important.
Yep.
You know, when you got connected with Dr. Harry Lodge, who is also the co-author, this must have been, a marriage between you two that was made in heaven, so to speak.
Oh, such luck. You know, first of all, we became close pals. He and I were just doctor and patient when we started all this. And most co-authors have to be in separate rooms. They fight like cats and dogs. We've become close pals. We talk most days, see each other every week, yada, yada. But anyhow, it was such fun because basically I'm a lawyer and a persuader, and Harry's a scientist. And it was a marriage made in heaven. I have learned, you know, everything in the book comes from Harry. But, you know, I'm the megaphone. I can sing the song a little bit. And we've had a lot of fun together.
And it is a fun idea and a fun book and a fun way to look at this. What do you think are some of the most difficult things for people to adjust to with this notion of younger next year?
The hardest thing is exercise. I mean, most of us in this country, we don't exercise. I mean, my golly, some people do, but most people don't. And when I look somebody in the eye and say, listen, you've got to change your life, go exercise 6 days a week, they looked at you as if you just turned blue. I mean, it's
uh-huh.
Hard notion to get that notion across. The basic nice thing about the book is it explains what physical movement does inside your body, you know, and what idleness does. It isn't a question of doing something new. You're doing something all the time. If you're idle, you're sending strong signals to decay. If you move, you're sending strong signals to grow. So you're sending signals no matter what. It's just a question of what kind of signal you're going to send. Trying to sell that idea is my big job in life.
And this is not really a joke for the conversation here. We're not joking about the fact that we're talking about moving 6 days a week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, people are in this place of it's really difficult even to get started. How did you kickstart? How did you get started?
Well, I'm a bit of a lunatic anyhow, and that's a help. I just jumped in over my head. I went, you know, I talked to Harry, he's very persuasive, and he said 6 days a week, so I took a deep breath and started going to spin class. You know what spin class
yes,
is?
Yes, I do. For those of you that are listening, that's a very fast bicycling.
Yeah, being a room full of people on stationary bikes with a leader who's yelling at you and carrying on. It's quite a vigorous exercise.
And usually to the music of your choice.
Music of some teenager's choice, yes.
Yes.
Swabbing room and woman yelling at you, which I can't hear because I'm old. You know, I feel like an idiot. You're the old fat guy in this room full of 30-year-olds. Anyhow, it's great exercise. I kind of, I almost killed myself the first time, which is not the way to do it. And I just jumped in and got there. And Harry, I was somehow persuaded. Of course, we were doing the book. That made it a little easier. But the change, you feel it so darn fast in a couple of weeks. It's just, you know, the first time I did spin class, I damn near died. I thought I was going to, and now I do it, I don't notice it. You can build your aerobic base. Your body is not like a car. It doesn't slowly wear down. It's a living organism, and the way you keep it alive is by movement.
And that's what we're doing on this show, folks. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll be back with Chris Crowley. We're going to be talking again about Younger Next Year, and that's the book. I want to send you to the website, youngernextyear.com. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Chris about, you know, some of the challenges that he's had to overcome. But more importantly, are we talking diet? What are we talking about? Do you actually believe that after this break, you can talk to yourself about being younger and believe it? Yeah, we do. We'll be right back.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are there things you want and don't have? Imagine creating them. Having experiences you don't want? Imagine discreating them with Avatar. Call 1-800-270-5111. How much future suffering could you avoid by restructuring your own mind? The Avatar Course, the most powerful consciousness training available. Free mini courses offered. Visit avataraloha.com and call 1-800-270-5111.
The secret is no longer a secret, but still life's deepest questions remain. How will you answer them? See One, the movie, and join the ultimate conversation at onetheproject.com. Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, the host of The Dr. Pat Show. Now, the film phenomenon that has been transforming hearts across the world is available online at onetheproject.com. Experience One, the movie, and find your answers.
Are you tired of being tired? Are you sick of being sick? Learn about energy medicine from Donna Eden, the world's most joyous and sought-after spokesperson for alternative medicine. She will share how you can shift your energies to create health and vitality using quick and easy techniques. Learn about Donna's classic book, Energy Medicine, her DVDs, trainings, home study programs, and professional certification program at learnenergymedicine.com.
Carol Haywood Bobrowskis is a seer and an author who has been watching evolution in action since her third eye opened wide in 1987. Her observations reveal a very hopeful path for the future of Earth and humanity to evolve to a place where love and peace prevail. You can find out about her book, Passionate Pinky and the Evolutionary Experiment, as well as her fun workshops by calling 425-222-9455 or visit PassionatePinky.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Carrie O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on the Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Carrie can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. Mondays at 10 a.m. on the Dr. Pat Show.
Do you dream of publishing a book? Are you ready to make your writing dreams come true? Join New York Times best-selling author and celebrated life coach Cheryl Richardson for the Writer's Boot Camp Cruise to the Mexican Riviera on April 5th through 12th, 2008. Discover the nuts and bolts information you'll need to write, publish, and market your book, plus inspiration for enjoying the process. Visit ICanDoItAtSea.com today for all the details.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. If you want to find out more about us, check it out. Go to the website, www.thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com. Sign up for our newsletter. We are going to be offering a number of different ways for you to win an infrared sauna for the holiday season and much more. We've got lots going on. Today, I want to invite you to this conversation with co-author Chris Crowley, co-author along with Dr. Henry Lodge of Younger Next Year and Younger Next Year for Women. And this is a book that is flipping this life paradigm around about, I've got to get older, I'm going to start to break down, I'm going to have to make adjustments in my life, and all of that stuff, as we talk about on this show, all of the crust that shows up and isn't really true. So, Chris, again, thank you for joining us this year and talking about something so important that many people have to get this message, don't they?
I think so. I think the way we age now is just plain nuts. We've got this picture in our heads, as you say, of the steady decline every year, fatter, more, you know, pain racked and stuff. And it doesn't have to be that way. It's just plain gaga. Do a few things, and you can be the same woman or man you were at 50 for a long, long time. In fact, you could be a good deal younger in most cases.
You know, and that's what we want to talk about. I mean, isn't it very, very powerful in a lot of ways to know that we have everything right here, standing here today. We have everything we need to really not only shift the way that we think about our lives, but actually the way that we're going to live them.
You really can. It's very interesting. One of the things people have learned in the last decade, really, is that we have extraordinary control over aging. You really do. How you know, pills are wonderful, doctors are amazing, make us live forever, but the quality of your life is largely regulated by lifestyle stuff. Do some of this exercise, which sounds so uncongenial. Latino, to a lot of us, do it the way we're saying. Make it a major job in your life. You can fundamentally turn your life around, and you don't have to have that long, slippery slope, which is so grim. You know, you don't have to age the way your mom and pop did and the way your mentor did. You can take those pictures right off the screen and be your own person in a very, very different, much better way.
Well, you come up with some rules in the book, and one of them we've talked about, which is exercise 6 days a week for the rest of your life. One of the other rules that I love and I talk about is rule number five.
Quit eating crap, man. Exactly. We tell people that, you know, don't go on a diet. 95% of people who diet fail at it. It'll just break your heart. But do the exercise. Never mind whether you're hideously overweight. Start with the exercise. Then make a little list of the crap in your life, which, you know, you can do it in 3 minutes, I guarantee you. And try to quit eating that stuff. And try to quit eating so much of it. We don't promote this as a diet book. We really don't. But, you know, we get thousands of emails and letters from people saying, oh, man, it's turned my life around, changed everything, I feel so much better. Oh, and by the way, I lost 40 pounds. By the way, I lost 37 pounds. It happens all the time. The key is exercise. Step two, quit eating crap.
And that is really something that not only are we going to talk about here, but in the next half hour and segment, we're going to continue to talk with Carolyn DuPont, because it's such an important conversation. Now, do we even know, Chris, do we even know what crap is, so to speak?
Oh, sure. I mean, you know, the rules, the way the diet world has gone is so goofy. You know, the whole, you know, the food pyramid has gone upside down the last 15 years. People have changed their views entirely. But it's reasonably clear that trans fats are just dreadful for you. It's reasonably clear that the white stuff you have to lighten way up on. You ought never to drink sugar drinks or actually corn syrup drinks ever again. You ought to stay away from white stuff, the white sugar, the white flour, the white rice, stuff that I love, white bread, which I adore. You ought to cut way back on those things. Lighter servings.
If people were just to stop for a minute and think about, and believe me, my naturopath said this to me one day. She said, okay, I want you to stop eating everything white.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, I mean, she said, I'm going to make it really simple for you.
Yeah.
Stop eating just anything that's white, stop eating it.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize how much.
You'll be there.
What?
Then quit drinking and you're home.
Quit drinking, that's right. That's right. I mean, how much of, you know, the habits that we bring forward, how difficult for you personally was this? And did you, I mean, you know, why was it, Chris, all of a sudden you decided this is something I've got to do for myself?
Well, you know, I got involved with this thing with Harry, which made it so much easier, so much more fun to do this with somebody, which, by the way, is a good point. If you can exercise with somebody else, either in a class or with your spouse or your pal, whatever, if you can make decisions about eating together, big deal. Also, if you can get away from, obesity is contagious. If you can get away from people who are throwing down mountains of French fries every night, you've got a better chance. That's pretty hard to do. But seriously, we were in Paris last week to see my son, and we ate very luxuriously, but we didn't gain a pound because they just don't eat the same way. Their servings are so much smaller, and there's so many fewer white foods on your plate. Very interesting.
And you know, this is one of the other myths that we're actually moving beyond, Chris, isn't it? I mean, we're moving beyond the idea that when we change the way we eat, it has to be suffering, sacrifice, and bad food.
No, it's not true. You can eat just fine. You eat great stuff. You can eat the great meals in Paris, for example, without turning into a little piggy. What you can't do is eat the massive portions that they're funneling into your mouth at the fast food places. Those places they're feedlots for people, and they're killing us. They really are. Sorry to say it, because, you know, it's great fun and whatnot, but it's terrible for you.
It is really a decision that we all have to make, isn't it, Chris? I mean, this, nobody can do this for us.
The exercise, starting with the exercise, is the great thing. It helps you to do everything else. You know, it makes you feel better. You do those weights and whatnot. Your tummy doesn't look quite so ridiculous, and you just don't want to eat quite as much garbage. And you start to lose some weight, and that keeps your spirits up. If you do a combination of eating less crap and serious exercise, then it's not just a seesaw thing where your weight goes down this month and up the next. It'll stay that way. Big, big help.
So, you know, as we look at the books that you've written, there are certainly other things that folks can look at on the website. I think it's really important for us to have folks check it out, youngernextyear.com. That's the website.
Yeah.
There are blogs on here. There's some information on here about the program.
For people to record their own exercise and weight efforts, you know, it's a place to, you can sign up and change your life.
Is there something we say to those people that can think of, and you know who you are, I don't have to point this out to you, but who can come up with a gazillion reasons about why?
Oh, sure. I don't have any time. I got to take care of the kids. I got a job. Yada yada yada.
Listen, all of that.
All of that stuff. Here's the answer to that. It's your job. Make it your job. We said in the guy's book, hey, be a guy, suck it up, do your job. Same thing for women. Do your job. This is the second most important thing you do. I mean, you got your job, you got your family, and you got this. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to the family. It is not, this isn't fun. This isn't just, play. It's that too if you're lucky, but it's a job. Make it your job. Pick a time, do it. Try to do it with other people because it makes it easier, but pick a time and just plain do it.
Well, this is your life.
It is your life, man. It could be a heck of a lot better. I mean, it's the difference between, a fit life after 50 and the normal American life is night and day. The absence of pain, the absence of feeling like a dope, it's huge. Huge. It's just so important. Makes me gaga, as I say.
And, I want to just say to everyone, we're using the number 50, but I got to tell you, it's sometimes it's earlier for some people.
Yep.
And sometimes it's later for other people. But the point is, Chris, isn't the point just to pay attention to when it is so that you don't fall into it?
Oh, yeah. Do it today. Do it. Jump aboard.
All right. The book is Younger Next Year and Younger Next Year for Women by Chris Crowley and Dr. Henry Lodge. When Dr. Lodge tells his folks to get out there and exercise 6 days a week, do they come back for a second visit?
Very successful. And people, it's interesting, people read this book 3, 4, 7 times because they come back to it to get motivated. We've had an awful lot of success stories. We're changing people's lives one at a time. And, we think about it. When I was a kid, everybody smoked 2 packs of cigarettes a day.
Oh, I know.
Fundamental change in this country. Fundamental change. It's possible to make this fundamental change, too. It sounds gaga, but it's not. You can really do it. And do it one at a time because it'll change your life in a hugely important and pleasing way.
Are there any hints you could give for people that are listening to show that are saying to themselves right now, I want to do it, but wow, how do I even get started? Six days a week seems
one thing I tell them is it's such a good idea to go join a gym. I mean, it's hard if you're old and fat and you feel like the wrong guy or the wrong woman. Well, never mind that. Go join a gym anyhow. Get a trainer to help you get started. Go to a class. Go to a spinning class. Go to a dance class. Get involved with other people doing it. But whatever you do, just so you make a fundamental commitment. Tell yourself it's one of the most important things in your life, which it surely is.
Really. Thank you, Chris. Thank you so much for joining us today. Chris Crowley, youngernextyear.com is the website. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to continue this conversation, Enlightened Eating with Carolyn DuPont. We'll be right back.
Thanks.
Have you ever thought about having your own internet talk show? Well, if you said yes, then click About Us. Then click Be a Host to get more information. Or just call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417.
Say that again.
480-294-6417. VoiceAmerica.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Hey, you, come here. I got something to tell you. Are you ready to meet your life partner but need a good avenue? SpiritualSingles.com has the largest database of conscious spiritual members on the internet. When you're ready to meet someone, join SpiritualSingles.com. But make sure you're really ready, though, because it works. SpiritualSingles.com. Dating, events, and even retreats. Don't forget, that's SpiritualSingles.com. Join today. You'll be glad you did.
Vacation with the Hay House Superstars. Sign up for the most outlandish Hay House conference yet aboard a luxurious cruise ship. I Can Do It at Sea. Meet some of your favorite authors, including Wayne Dyer, Carolyn Mace, Marianne Williamson, and Doreen Virtue. Plus soul-nourishing workshops, parties, gorgeous port cities, and more. All amid a breathtaking backdrop of the Mexican Riviera. Space is limited, so reserve your cabin today at ICanDoItAtSea.com.
Ladies, your soul is whispering to you. Are you listening? Imagine a woman's magazine dedicated to your inner journey and the deeper aspects of a woman's life. Do you feel an inner tugging of the heart? A desire to live deeper and connect more fully? Aspire magazine features inspiring articles, interviews, and more, and is the premier inspirational and spiritual publication for women. Aspire magazine, inspiration for a woman's soul. Subscribe today at aspiremag.net and have inspiration delivered right to your door.
Is your cell phone harming your health? A growing body of evidence has shown that electropollution can have a devastating effect on our health and wellness, and also may increase our risk for disease and illness. The good news is that there is a solution, scientifically validated and patented technologies that neutralize the harmful effects are the answer. Call 503-781-5604 or visit http://thrive.emf411.com.
Karen Ramsey of RamseyInvesting.com has been a certified financial planner for over 20 years. Ramsey Investing provides balanced, smart investment management to a broad range of people through the online web service RamseyInvesting.com. They are fee-only managers who do not sell financial products. They invest your money for you, track it, and make adjustments as needed. You don't have to worry if you're in the right investments or not. That's their job. Visit RamseyInvesting.com.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. I mentioned that we're going to continue this conversation because it is important for us to look at what we're doing in our lives on a day-to-day basis, and it's also important for us to make that decision that what we put in our bodies is equally important as what we put in other aspects of our lives. And today I'm thrilled and honored to introduce you to Carolyn DuPont, who is joining me here today. She's written an incredible book. I love the book. I love the recipes in this book and much more. Enlightened Eating, Nourishment for Body and Soul. Now, Carolyn has been someone that has been in the field of meditation and yoga as an instructor, holistic nutritionist, and energy worker. And her commitment is to help people heal in all ways using natural laws. So today we're here talking about what it would be like if you were to make a decision to treat your body like a temple. So, Carolyn, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Enlightened Eating, Nourishment for Body and Soul, that's the book that's in front of me. And you and I were talking earlier, I want to share that conversation with our listeners. There is a lot of information out there about what's important to do right now for our bodies, what to put in it, what not to put in it, how to treat it, how to move it, and yet it seems like getting off the couch is the challenge of the decade. What is happening?
Yeah, that's so true. And I've been teaching nutrition for 20 years, and at the beginning I just focused on sharing what people should be doing in terms of practical things to, what they should be eating, moving towards a more plant-based diet, organic foods, whole foods. But I soon realized that even though people could get what I was saying, taking the information and actually doing it, and you said it right, on a day-to-day basis is very difficult. And I soon realized that people have a lot of emotional and mental barriers to taking care of themselves effortlessly on an ongoing basis.
You know, you open the book by talking about the heart's way to health.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a lot said about health, but I've never really heard this quite this way. You know, opening the this book and talking about the heart's way, I think it's important for me to ask you to introduce the Heart's Way to our listeners.
Yeah. Well, although we can hear a lot of information from outside of us, I believe that when we begin to slow down and begin to listen to our own bodies, our body will actually guide us in the right direction. And the information that we're hearing from the outside, from the so-called experts, is really confirmation for what our heart is already telling us to do. And what I've found is that once I began to slow down and listen to my true self more often through meditation and through yoga, it was effortless to begin to make whole foods choices. So I think a lot of times why people fail is that they're imposing good food choices on themselves rather than allowing their bodies to naturally choose those foods, which they will do. Again, but you need to slow down and you need to look at some of the emotional reasons why you're eating or making poor food choices.
Well, that leads me to ask you about enlightened eating. And we've heard a lot about, a lot of information. I mean, there's books on the market on just about every aspect of eating you can think about.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, here is a new conversation. And enlightened eating for many people is a new term. Can you share a little bit about what that means for you
mm-hmm.
and what it means for us to embark on that journey?
Well, I think people choose lifestyle or make lifestyle changes for various reasons. Sometimes it's to lose weight or sometimes they have a serious health problem. But ultimately, for me, my truth is that the main reason why we're here is to grow as souls. And so the diet that I choose is one that will help me to be as clear as possibly mentally, one that will give me abundant energy so that I can do what I need to make my life joyful and to share that with other people, and a diet that will also help me to work through any of the emotional baggage that I might have that's preventing me from living an authentic life. And also, so the diet that I'm suggesting is one that can help us with all of these aspects of our lives.
And, you know, I've read also that enlightened eating is about looking at the physical, spiritual, and planetary health.
That's right.
And, you know, this is not just about, okay, I'm going to throw this in my mouth and I'm going to lose 10 pounds. You have a holistic approach. And so how does this approach of enlightened eating, how does this help the planet as well?
Well, the approach that I suggest in the book is sort of, it's a direction that we're going in, and that is more plant-based foods,
mm-hmm.
More organic foods, more whole foods. And it's pretty clear when you look at the impact of a meat-centered and a processed food-centered diet. Probably if you looked at every single environmental impact of that type of a diet, you would see that it's likely the most eco-destructive force known today. And a lot of the environmental organizations are starting to recognize that more and more, although the information has been out there for years now, and are starting to encourage people to eat more plant-based diets, which is what I encourage in this book.
And when we say plant-based, are you suggesting that folks move to the vegetarian side, or is that not necessary?
Well, that's the direction that people are going in, but
yes.
I suggest that people take it at a pace that continues to feel joyful for them, not stressful. Sometimes when we go too far with a dietary choice, it becomes counterproductive because we feel stressed out. So, but certainly when we look at the world's healthiest populations, we see that they are largely close to being vegetarians. I myself am a vegetarian and eat a large percentage of my diet raw, but I've been at it for 18 years. So I think everyone needs to take it at a pace that feels comfortable for them.
And we're learning a lot about raw foods and eating raw foods. I mean, it's almost like we're getting back to basics in a sense. And, you know, many people have talked about the importance of eating raw. Let's talk a little bit about that and introduce that to our listeners if they've not heard this before.
Oh, sure. No problem. Well, living foods are foods that have not been cooked at all. So raw foods or living foods, they're used interchangeably, those two terms. And certainly, if you look at any species in nature, they're all eating their food raw. Right, there's not a single species that cooks its food except human beings and, of course, our domesticated animals. And, of course, any time you subject a food to heat, the heat that is used for cooking, you're going to destroy vitamins, minerals, proteins, carbohydrates, essential fatty acids. Basically, there's not a nutrient that won't be affected by cooking. And ultimately, the reason we eat at the most fundamental level is to get nutrients into our billions of cells so that those cells can function well and so that our bodies can function well. So the less we cook our food, the more nutrients we'll get into our bodies, which makes for a healthier body. So that's really the main sort of scientific principle behind a living foods diet. And again, I encourage people to begin to add more and more raw foods into their diet, and don't necessarily advocate going 100% overnight, because it would be quite a shock to the system.
And, you know, the book really outlines so much of this. For those of you that are just tuning in, I want to introduce you to Caroline Marie DuPont, who's joining me here today, has written an incredible book, Enlightened Eating, Nourishment for Body and Soul. And beyond that, you know, the work that you do is as a holistic practitioner. You know, we're hearing a lot these days about energy, energy work, energy movement. You know, how important is that conversation in coming up with a dietary plan that feeds our soul rather than depletes it?
That's a great question, because really when you look at anything, it's all about energy. When you look at the human body, when you look at disease, any type of disease that you can think of, or any type of symptoms, overweight, arthritis, this is all about blocked energy. So we know that when a body is not as healthy as it can be, there is some kind of blockage of the natural life force. And so healing, any type of holistic healing modality, is about moving energy. So whether that's acupuncture or homeopathy or taking herbs and also nutrition. So when we take in food that has high energy, that has a high vibration, we say, this encourages our body to become lighter and more energized, which gives it the energy then to move out old physical toxins, but also helps it to access the natural healing abilities that it has. So again, this is why I would suggest a higher vibration diet, which would be, again, living foods, plant-based foods, organic foods, foods prepared with love, foods eaten with gratitude. These are all the high vibration qualities that we want to take into our bodies on a meal-to-meal basis.
You know, we've got lots to talk about in when we look at how we can help people create a shift. And you must see countless people that you've been able to help. And I want to make sure that everybody knows the book has got, I believe, over 200 recipes in it. There's a lot of information about emotions, which we'll talk about when we come back. And most importantly, how to incorporate a change in your life right now. And this is, for me, one of these conversations that I'm sure there's something here that you will take away and implement in your life. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll be back with Carolyn DuPont. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to The Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile. We'll be right back.
News, opinion, your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Tap into more of your brain potential. The exceptional HemiSync technology can help you achieve a focused, whole brain state. Refined with nearly 50 years of research and development, this patented audio guidance technology has been scientifically and clinically proven to be effective. Visit the Monroe Products website at HemiSync.com. That's HEMI-SYNC.com. Or call 1-800-541-2488. Diets and drugs only address symptoms of ill health rather than providing solutions to the problems, such as weight gain and chronic pain. Spending just 30 minutes in a portable sauna that uses far infrared technology can burn 600 calories, rid your body of toxins, and reduce pain. If you're tired of quick fixes that don't work, consider the long-term solution. Detox America's portable far infrared sauna. Call 888-338-6987 or visit detoxamerica.com.
Are you ready to blaze the trail with your product or service, but you're unsure how to bring it to the marketplace without compromising your integrity? Andrea Adler, founder of Holistic PR and known as the High Priestess of Spiritual Marketing, takes you on a journey that will transform everything you think about marketing. Call 505-983-7777 or visit holisticpr.com. That's HOLISTICPR.com.
Being a mother is amazing, but it's not always easy, at least until now, on the It's All About You 7-night cruise to the Mexican Riviera. Join the Momstown Moms, Mary Goulet and Heather Ryder, on April 5th to the 12th, 2008, on this illuminating excursion where you'll find real advice on how to balance your love, family, work, money, and health. Bring back the life you crave. Attendance is limited, so call now. ICanDoItAtSea.com.
What does it take to feel young again? To be filled with vitality? To wake up feeling clear and refreshed? To live without allergies? More and more Americans are wondering if it's even possible. Founder of the Life Force Center in Los Angeles, Dr. Jeffrey McCombs, has been researching, developing, and refining a unique system that doctors and patients from around the world are saying offers them all of this and more. Visit LifeForcePlan.com or call 1-888-236-7780.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and I am so jazzed to have with me today Carolyn DuPont, the author of Enlightened Eating, Nourishment for Body and Soul. And we're just, this is just, Carolyn, this is like the tip of the iceberg right here about what's included in this book. I mean, you and I could probably go on and on and on, but most of what we're talking about really has to do with, as you said, the holistic aspect of living. So it isn't just about, okay, I need to just change what I eat today, although it could be about that. Part of this has to look, you know, has to do with our life's journey, some of the emotional issues, some of the physiological issues, and you address all of this. I mean, you look at the five physiological processes as well as looking at the psychological and emotional issues. How do you wrap this together to help people get started?
Well, the first thing, if I were working with a client, for example, I would find out about what they're eating now and try to help them to connect what they're eating to the emotional and mental and life challenges that they're having, and would encourage them to begin, again, to work in that direction of the kind of the five major principles that I talk about at a pace that feels comfortable for them, and at the same time I would encourage them to begin to take some time every day to take care of their souls in any way that that feels right for them, whether it's through hobbies or through spending time in nature, through meditation. And as people begin to sink more deeply into themselves, then naturally good lifestyle choices will evolve in their own time and in their own way. So I think one of the greatest dilemmas that we have in our society right now is we're so disconnected from ourselves because we're spun out. We're going so fast all the time, and that's not, I don't think that's what we're here for.
You know, we need to really slow down to a more natural time and begin to fill our lives with things that are joyful.
And, you know, part of what you've done is also provide solutions. I want to make sure that everybody knows that you can find out more about the book, get copies of the book just about anywhere. But also, let's get people to your website, Carolyn.
Yes, so it's www.carolindupont.com. And Carolyn is written C-A-R-O-L-I-N-E-D-U-P-O-N-T.
All right, here's the, to me, that $64 million question. You know, there's a lot out there. Eat dairy, don't eat dairy.
Mm-hmm.
Eat wheat, don't eat wheat. And now all of a sudden out of the conversation comes this thing that we're calling gluten.
Yeah.
What the heck is it and what should be on the look, what should we be on the lookout about?
Okay. So gluten is a protein that's found in wheat, for one. And it's what gives bread its kind of gumminess, you know. And they've begun to modify wheat to create to have more and more gluten in it, and it's extremely difficult to digest. It's like, well, it's like glue, and oftentimes it actually ends up building up on the walls of our intestine, and so that people end up with this black tar-like substance. Once it putrefies and stays there for a while, it just becomes like a tar that blocks absorption through your intestines.
Oh my gosh,
yeah.
No kidding.
Right, especially if you have a low fiber diet. So what we find in holistic nutrition, because we look a lot at food sensitivities, is that wheat always shows up. And the simple reason for that is that we just eat far too much of it. Like when I look at my clients' dietary logs, I'm seeing wheat for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks, right? And so people are having way too much of this grain, and it can create some pretty severe intestinal issues, but also it can be linked to asthma, allergies, arthritis, etc. So in my book, I try to encourage people to begin to look at alternatives to wheat. So there's spelt and kamut, which are pretty commonly known, although they do also contain some gluten. It's in lesser amounts. But beyond that, there are the grains that contain no gluten at all. So that would be millet, quinoa, brown rice. So a lot of my recipes include these grains so that people begin to take in sort of a cleaner grain, one that won't leave those kind of gooey residues in their system. So that would be the encouragement. And also, actually, when you sprout a grain like wheat, so many breads out there nowadays that you find at the health food store or the natural section of your grocery store are made with sprouted grains. As soon as you sprout a grain, the gluten begins to get broken down so that it's not going to have the same effect on your digestion.
So, and, so this is really the cause right now of a lot of discomfort for a lot of people out there.
Oh, absolutely. I used to get bloated all the time with bread, and it took me a long time to put it together, not so much because I didn't know what it was doing that, but because I loved bread so much. I didn't want to give it up, so I wasn't willing to.
I know the feeling.
Yeah. But eventually, you know, now I rarely eat bread, and it's fine. It's just you get used to it, and you prefer feeling great and light to the bread. Basically, you make a choice between feeling great and feeling bloated, you know?
And to feeling upset.
Yes.
To walk around having an upset stomach and then complicate that by chucking down some things to help digestion, which don't really work, do they?
Exactly. Yeah, so best to take in a diet that is easy to digest in the first place, and then you won't need any of those supplements.
What can we say to folks to get them started in the right direction here? If I had to ask you, I'm going to ask you one of these questions now. If I had to ask you, Carolyn, out of all of the things you've written in your book, what would you recommend for someone to either change in their diet right now or start eating right now?
Well, I would just look at your overall diet and try to make sure that about 70% of it or three-quarters of it is fruits and vegetables, just that. And then, so maybe start your breakfast with some fruit, right? And then, okay, if you're still hungry, then have some kind of whole grain cereal or something. But just start your day with fruit. Same with lunch. Make lunch a huge salad and
maybe you can add some avocado or chickpeas or something to make it more hearty, and then you can have some bread with that or some soup. But try to make sure that every time you look at a meal, that about three-quarters of it is fruit or vegetables. And that's as simple as I can get. You know, obviously you have to know how to begin to prepare vegetables in a way that feels that's really delicious. But that can be easily learned. And when you feel how light you are eating this way, hopefully that will be encouragement to continue.
You know, this has been a great chat with you, a great conversation. I'm really looking forward to a longer conversation with you and maybe even going over some of these incredible recipes in the book. I mean, they are just absolutely, for me, absolutely sound delicious. And I love the way you break this down for people so that, you know, this isn't this huge job of getting started. We could get started today. Let's give out your website, Carolyn, one more time.
So it's CarolynDupont.com.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining the show today. What is your personal message? What do you want to leave our listeners with today?
Oh, gosh. I just enjoy. Enjoy. Yeah.
That's it. I love that one myself.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining the show today.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
You're welcome. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening to the Dr. Pat Show. If you want to find out more about the Green Christmas, go check out my little video that I did, www.drpatsgreenchristmaschallenge.com. Check it out. You're going to hear lots more about it. And remember, you can start changing your life right now. Know that you're not alone in this journey. We're right here with you. Have a great day, and we'll see you right back here next week. Same time, same station.
Thank you for listening to The Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Tuesday for another dynamic hour of The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.